This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Laura Bennett with you tonight, and on the phone with me now is an actress with a long history in film, TV and theatre, and who most recently stars as Judy Witwicky in the upcoming release Transformers Dark of the Moon. Julie White, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I have to ask, do you have any relation to Betty White?
No, I wish I did. I wish I could say that she's my mother or something, but... No, I am not related to Betty White, but I plan to have her career longevity.
Oh, yeah, I think we all would love that.
Wouldn't that be great?
So you're going to be here in Sydney for the Supernova Pop Culture Expo. Is this your first trip to Australia?
Yes, Laura.
Wow.
My first trip, and that is totally why I'm coming to do it. It's been on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Got to come to Australia. And Supernova, you know, asked my manager if I was interested in coming, and he put it, and I was like, oh, heavens, no, nobody was, you know, I'm mom in these things. Come and sign their program or whatever. But if they asked, I was like, are you kidding? I'm coming, and I'm bringing my sister, Terry, and we are so excited to come to Sydney. We're climbing the bridge on Monday. We're going to icebergs right off the plane. We're just so excited to see Sydney. And then we get to go to Perth as well. So I can't tell you. I mean, I have all my clothes laid out on the bed. I'm trying to be the cutest tourist in Australia.
Oh, you definitely will be. You sound very organized.
Well, you know, we'll see how it all comes together. Because I'm a huge fan of all things Australian. I'm originally from Texas. And I met Dr. George Miller about on a film many years ago, and he told me that Australians were just like Texans, but in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited to meet you guys.
In Transformers, you play Judy Witwicky, who is the mother of Shia LaBeouf's character Sam. What have you loved most about that role?
Well, you know, I lived in Los Angeles. My daughter is exactly Shia's age, and she has known Shia since she was 12. So have I.
Wow.
I drove him to Six Flags when he was just a kid. But I like the fact that mom and dad, that the Witwicky family is very ordinary. We're just sort of regular folks that have gotten thrown into this crazy cartoon robot jangling big explosion world. And that he is such a good kid. And now as the movies progressed, you know, the first one he was a high school student. And then he was going off to college, and now he's the kid that's come out of college trying to find a job, which is difficult, even if you've saved the world twice. And your parents are still on your, you know, kind of on your back about, like, well, when are you, you know, dad, like, when are you going to get a job? So he manages to find another job, which is, of course, saving the world yet again. I hope I'm not, that's spoiler alert. There'll be a battle for Earth, you know, between bad robots and good ones. And I think it's going to be a really quite spectacular big summer movie. It's the kind of movie that makes your popcorn taste good.
And do you like getting to provide a lot of the comic relief for the film?
Oh, my. You know, yes, no, it's nerve-wracking. But in this movie, we also have added that hilarious dude from the Hangover movie.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, we're passing the baton. Mom and dad have left the house, and now we live in an RV on the road. We're empty nesters now.
So how does it feel to work on such an iconic film? I mean, Transformers has just, it holds a big place in a lot of people's lives.
I know. It's a little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, while I've done a lot of American television and film, and certainly my home base is New York theater, so I'm not used to such a big audience. And I got to tell you, it's a little nerve wracking. You know, I mean, there's not a place I can go that there's not some, and it's usually some boy, you know, between the age of 12 and 30.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, it's mom. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know who you are. But of course, I'm also thrilled about it because I love this kind of movie. I am the person who, like, you know, when Independence Day comes on, that's it. I have to watch the whole thing.
Mm.
I like a good, entertaining, fun summer movie as much as I also like to be in a smaller, you know, more sort of highbrow thing.
Mm.
It's fun. It's fun to be involved in something that so many people have such a good time at.
This third film looks like it's got a lot more high-intensity action in it. Did you have to do a lot more physical stuff too?
No, I did not.
They didn't make Mum do that?
If you explode anything next to me, I'll kill you. Let's leave this to, you know, Tyrese and Josh Duhamel. The boys really fight those ding-dang robots. And it's very much, there's the Autobots need human assistance a lot in this movie. And the humans really come through with some very daredevil Decepticon fighting.
Does part of you kind of wish that you could actually have Transformers around you, that they were real?
Well, you know, have you seen them? They're big and they break everything.
They ruined your garden in the first one.
No, they can ruin your house. They mess up your garden. Yeah, so no, I don't really think I would want to Transformer that much, except for in traffic. Wouldn't it be nice if your car could transform into some sort of like a hovercraft?
Oh, so good.
But otherwise, I just think anything mechanical around me breaks down. If I had a Transformer, it would probably be in the shop all the time.
Part of the premise of this latest film is that the whole 1960s space race was all about finding robots on the moon. Do you reckon that there is some kind of cover-up and that we have robots on the moon?
Well, Laura, you.
I kind of, part of me sort of wishes that there was some cool, like, colony of robots, but no, I really think it was just to go and see the rocks.
Yes, and, you know, there's always the joke about there's a lot of rather, like, intellectually challenged people who think that we didn't ever go to the moon.
Oh, that's so diplomatic.
They staged the whole thing, yeah. You know, it's for those kind of people, we'll get right all up in this conspiracy.
Mm.
But it is a really fun premise. It was a great script idea. It's a really great, like, what if idea that starts this movie and totally propels it all the way through.
Mm.
And it also makes the humans, like, we're in on it, as opposed to just that we're just living here and, like, it's a robot universe and we're just living in it.
Mm.
Instead, we sort of have some culpability and responsibility.
Mm.
And it's fun. And Fran McDormand comes in this movie. I think she's terrific in it, too. She gets to play, like, a, you know, military government personnel.
Mm.
Always, like, a strong lady in the movie.
Yeah.
And we have a beautiful, beautiful gal in the movie that's Shia's new girlfriend, which, as his mother, I am sort of bewildered as to how he got a second girlfriend.
and another one so good looking.
Yeah, right? How did he get such a hot second girlfriend? So there's a little scene about that where I'm, you know, kind of bewildered. But it's the beautiful girl, Rosie Huntington Whiteley, who is an English girl and quite lovely, and I'm sure her life is about to change quite a bit.
John Malkovich is also in this next film. What was it like to have him on set?
Oh, my God, Malkovich, who is, you know, one of my most admired actors. Like, the first show I saw in New York City when I came here to go to college was John Malkovich and Gary Sinise in Sam Shepard's play, True West. And, I mean, I couldn't even stand it. He was so brilliant. And I literally, I'm like, look who's stalking when I'm around him. I just stalk him. And here I am in the movie with him. But sadly for me, we had no scenes. But Shia told us he's quite something, and was really, really interesting. And I think he'll be hilarious.
I have to ask, for all the females listening, what is Shia LaBeouf really like? Is he great to work with?
You know what? I'm sorry, y'all. He is fantastic. He's adorable. He's so kind, gracious, hilariously funny, so intelligent, and I think he's a terrific actor. So young, you know, he just is about to turn 24, but he's going to be, there'll be a lot of things we'll see from this young man. He's super great.
And the director, Michael Bay, he's known for wanting everything to be big and explosions and over the top. Is he kind of like that in real life?
Well, you know, he's just like ADD gone good. What is a good thing with, I mean, he keeps a lot of stuff in his mind. He makes these huge movies, and he does enjoy seeing things blow up.
Mm.
And he also doesn't like anything to be slow. But, you know, part of that, it starts to get to be the mythology of Michael Bay. He's actually a very careful and I think pretty super talented filmmaker.
Do you like that this one's going to be in 3D as well?
No. Are you kidding? Would you like to see yourself in 3D? I don't want to see myself in 3D, but I do want to see those things transform in 3D.
That'll be the cool element.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome because it's already so, like, mind-blowingly intricate. What about when it's coming at you in 3D? I can't imagine. I'm sure it will be quite something.
I heard that James Cameron actually said it was the best 3D since Avatar.
Well, how about him?
It's a pretty big call to make about your next movie.
Yeah, that is a very nice call to make.
What did you enjoy most about working on this Transformers film?
I most enjoyed working in Chicago, Illinois, which is one of the most beautiful cities in America that people don't go to. Like, Australians wouldn't think of going to Chicago. Y'all all go to New York or L.A. or Yellowstone or something. But Chicago, what a town. Unbelievably beautiful.
Would you sign on for a fourth, do you think?
Oh, my God, Laura. You know, if there was a lot of money involved.
And more trips to Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'm so excited to come to this beautiful country and see it. I can't tell you. I mean, it's hard to go to sleep at night.
Well, I am very glad that you're going to be coming in. Do make sure, everybody, that you check out the Supernova Expo. It's on the 18th and 19th of June. And head along to Transformers Dark of the Moon. It comes out here on the 29th of June. Julie White, thank you so much.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. And I hope I'll see y'all at Supernova. I'll sign anything you bring me and give you motherly advice.
This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.